Joining us on KMBR 680, Justin Fitzgerald. And fans, this is a name you're going to be hearing from Northern California as well. Nice to see you here today. And what's spring training been like for you?
It's been good. It's been solid down here in Scottsdale. We've had really good workouts with the team, and just been soaking everything in as a first-time guy here at Big League Camp, and also as a Northern California guy growing up watching the Giants. It's been pretty surreal.
Yeah, let's start there. Justin Fitzgerald joining us. Giant fan, and did you go to the games? How did you get there? Well, give me some experiences.
As long as I can remember, I know my dad grew up a Giants fan, and you know, he raised me the same, and I endured many cold nights at Candlestick Park as a young kid, and watching all the greats that, you know, walk through this clubhouse today as a player. So, you know, I've switched it now, being with the Giants for 4 years as no longer a fan, but as a person of the organization.
Yeah, you know, and I know Gaylord Perry comes around, and Marichal. You see Willie Mays all the time. It must be interesting, the legacy of this organization.
Oh, the legacy is just probably one of the best in baseball. The way the front office keeps these guys around and a part of the team, you know, and the minor league side and the major league side is truly special. And just keeping their personalities around and learning from them and learning from the best, and you can't argue that.
Were you an autograph kid?
Not really. I was more of a baseball collector of cards and studied the back stats and all that kind of stuff. My mom could attest to that. I would sit in front of a TV, watch baseball, and she told a story to me the other day. Was I would sit there, read stats on the back of baseball cards, and watch games on TV and say, "Mom, I'm going to be there one day." And so that's pretty cool to, you know, be closer and, you know, just continue to work hard and, you know, don't take any of this for granted, because and it can all be taken away from you anytime.
Absolutely. Justin Fitzgerald with us. All right, so give me a little of the background growing up in the Santa Rosa area, high school, Cardinal Newman. What was Little League and all that like for you? Were you always a pitcher?
I was a catcher up and through sophomore year of high school. I also pitched as well. But, yeah, always been a pitcher. Grew up in Cloverdale, California, small town a little north of Santa Rosa. You know, Little League there. And then I made the transition over to Cardinal Newman as a freshman in high school. My dad was a basketball coach there, and as well as a teacher. So a lot of my time went into basketball. And then the baseball started coming to fruition and just kind of ran with it and took that into UC Davis and, you know, as where I'm at now.
Wow. So what was life like at UC Davis? My daughter went there, and we loved the school, always going up there, and a lot of bicycles. I remember that.
Yeah, Davis, the bicycle nation. Definitely rode my bike everywhere. Definitely, you know, wouldn't change my decision at all. It was fun to, you know, build that program, getting in there my first year. It was our first year Division I. And, you know, the last year I left there, we made the Stanford Regional. So I had a lot of special times there. I made a lot of, you know, close friends that I still keep in contact with today. And, you know, just it's a place I'll never forget.
Take me through draft day for you, getting drafted by the Giants. First of all, did you have any inkling that was going to happen? And, boy, how do you feel about it?
They were one of the teams that, you know, showed some stronger interest. But, you know, draft day, you never know. It's a wild card. Morning of, I was just kind of, you know, making breakfast. My dad was in town for the weekend watching our games. The weekend before, he came up just to visit and, you know, kind of experienced it with me. And my roommate, actually, who was drafted by the Rockies, said, "Justin, you just got taken." I said, "Really? By who?" And he goes, "The Giants." And I dropped my spatula and I was just in shock. So, you know, it was a pretty cool feeling to get taken by, you know, a hometown team and, you know, a team that you're familiar with.
Well, come on, what a story. What a great turn of events for you. Anything could happen. You could be in Pittsburgh. We could be in Fort Myers or Bradenton right now having this conversation instead of beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. All right, so you get into the pros, and you're a relief pitcher, and then they make you a starter. How does all that happen?
You know, I was a closer coming out of college. Closed my first year up in Salem, split time with another guy. And then I was a reliever in Augusta, and I started, you know, throwing more long relief in Augusta towards the end of the year. And I went to Instructional League that fall, and they said, "Justin, we're going to make you a starter." So it was kind of nice to get that heads up, you know, 4 or 5 months before the next season. And I was really focused on, you know, training and building arm strength and stamina, because I only threw 50-something innings that year, and I ended up throwing 165 my next year. So just the transition was good. They gave me all the opportunity in the world to, you know, prepare for it, and I commend the Giants for that. And that was it was pretty cool to, you know, transfer over and you know, give your team 6 or 7 innings every night and you'd be a big contributor.
Well, they tell me you were one of the main guys at Richmond last year, and obviously you're here in the big league camp. Tell the fans just a little bit about your repertoire, so when they do get to see you, they know what to look for.
You know, I'm like any other. I'm a big guy. I don't throw as hard as some of these other starters. I like to, you know, mix my pitches in and out with a two-seam and a four-seam. And then I like to go to my curveball and my slider. My changeup's a work in progress, so it's nothing special at all. Just kind of using this camp to, you know, develop that. And, you know, I just like to attack hitters and throw strikes, and that's the main thing. And, you know, that's what all the pitching coaches in the organization preaches, you know. Go inside, keep the ball at the knees, and, you know, let your defense do work. You know, you can go out there and strike guys out. Strikeouts come. You don't try to strike guys out. You want to limit your pitch count and, you know, go into deepest ball games as you can and to help your team win.
Yeah, we do a show this spring, The Art of Pitching. I'll say the words, The Art of Pitching, to you. Now, you're a young man, and, you know, pitchers have been around a long time, but The Art of Pitching, there's a goal. What does it mean to you?
The Art of Pitching is, in my opinion, is someone that can go out there and just look graceful on the mound, pump the zone with strikes, and, you know, let your team do the work with you. You're not an individual out there, and you got nine guys on the field. You're not controlling everything. Your defense plays a huge part in how, you know, how your results are. And you just want to be a total team effort. And, you know, the art of pitching revolves around the other eight guys around you.
And keeping the hitter off balance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to mix things up, and you can't go down there and, you know, see a guy and you throw one thing, and even though in the scouting report it says, all right, this guy is prone to the fastball away and the slider in dirt. Well, he takes the slider in dirt and he crushes the fastball away. You're probably going to have to mix it up the next time out. So, you know, it's all game to game based on your feel. You're not going to have the same pitch every time out. My curveball might be down one day, so hopefully my slider's on. You just kind of got to get the feel for how you feel that day and, you know, and run with it.
Nice to have you here, and good luck. This is nice for you. Northern California kid in camp with the Giants. What did you major at UC Davis?
I still have four classes left because I got drafted as a redshirt junior, but I finished my communication major. I picked up a sociology major. I have four classes in the soc major, and I'll finish with a double major at a very good school. So I'm not worried about that. I know I'll go back and finish.
Good. Justin, thanks so much for being on.
No, thank you.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.